praise God. Kingdom of God has come on earth.
This is Our God Reigneth broadcast with Priest King Olutomole Universe, the Another Comforter, preaching the gospel of the descended throne of the kingdom of heaven on earth and inviting all nations and people to abide therein for their safety from the wrath and vengeance of God now upon the whole earth. While should you perish, God bless you for watching.
We are still on the program, our God Reigneth Gospel Broadcast. This is where we'll be hosting Priest King Olutomole Universe, the Another Comforter. Dear viewers, you have many questions in your mind. You think to ask such questions will be difficult. No, it won't be. I am here to speak your mind. Abiodun Ojedeji is my name. Join me while I welcome Priest King Olutomole Universe, the Another Comforter. You're welcome, sir.
Thank you very kindly.
Sir, let me start with this question. The name, can you just let us understand the name from the beginning? Priest King Olutomole Universe, the Another Comforter. Sir, I don't know anything about that name. I sound confused. Many people are just looking. They don't even know what to say. Sir, tell us about the name.
Yes, I thank you for that question. Truly, truly, God is revealing himself, manifesting his presence on earth in a new way. Right. God by himself is the God of the universe, is the possessor of heaven and earth. Right. It has pleased God to reveal in time past we have been having names of God. Jehovah, Yahweh, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, El Shaddai, all these are names that God has been revealing. But at the same time, God has revealed his own name, his own real eternal name, combined with the new name of Jesus Christ, for the eternal salvation of man at this end time. Further explanation, the name Jesus was the name given to Jesus at the time of his birth as a savior from the sin of the house of Israel. But at this end time, we have entered a time of perilous and, you know, time of many problems. And so, a new name is determined to be given to man, the whole man race. And this is the name Olutomole. This is the name revealed unto me, according to our Revelation book.
I am the immortal, invisible.
God says, I am the immortal. That's the manifestation of God's name himself. I am the immortal. Yes.
Invisible.
Invisible.
I had existed before the creation of the world.
God says, I have existed before the creation of the world.
And I live forever.
And I live forever.
I am telling you that we three that made heaven and earth are called Olutomole.
You see, so it's the combined name of God and the new name of Jesus. It's a compound name of both the Father, Son, and the Ghost, which God has now revealed and has bequeathed unto me. I am the manifestation of the true God. So God has revealed a name that expresses his universal essence. God has revealed a name that expresses is unlimited existence. I am Olutomole, universe, the other comforter.
That is good, sir. This question, I will need to go straight to the question. Because the question is according to the word of God. I will quote Jesus here. In the book of St. John, chapter 16, verse 10, he says, when Jesus was ascending, he said, we sent a comforter, the Holy Spirit. Are you the comforter Jesus was talking about?
Certainly, yes. I am the promised comforter, another comforter, promised by Jesus Christ. Because the whole world has need of a comforter. Well, maybe I want to throw a bit of light about the comforter. The whole world understands the comforter to be a Holy Ghost. Now, how can a man be called a comforter? I'm sure that is the question that is troubling people's hearts. Now, by interpretation, the comforter is Christ himself. And in that verse, it's referring to a divine person. How do you become a divine person? After Christ has ascended, the Bible in Revelation chapter 5 verse 6, it reveals that the seven spirits of God, that is the Lamb of God in verse 6, have been sent into all the world. It's for the work of restoration of all things. Right. But it is illegal for spirit to walk on this planet Earth. It's illegal. So a spirit needs a human body, a sanctified human body, to inhabit for preaching. Just as Christ Jesus, it was the word of God in eternal past. When the time approached for God to send Jesus, he had to assume a human body. That is the word that was the beginning, was the spirit. So this is the mystery. Now, it's predicted that he that obey my commandments, I will descend, I'll take abode in him, and I and the Father will take abode in him. So this is the embodiment of these seven spirits that have been released into the world. He has taken embodiment in me. And that is what qualifies me to be another comforter. It's a spirit in human body, just as Christ.
That is very good. Dear viewer, many people will be asking themselves, is this really the comforter Jesus Christ was talking about? It's not a story anymore. It's something you've heard yourself. You hear it directly from the voice of the comforter. Let me go to this question, sir. Be specific about this. What is your core assignment in this world?
Right, the truth is this. Christ, at his first advent, was given to different mission to fulfill. He fulfilled one and left the other unfulfilled. Now the first which is fulfilled is about Matthew chapter 1 verse 21. Angel Gabriel said, and your wife will bear a son whose name will be Jesus, and he will save his people from their sin. That's about redemption. The second admission given to Christ, the same angel had to reveal unto Mary in Luke chapter 1, he said, you will be pregnant and you will give birth to a child and you call him Jesus. And he will be the son of the Most High God. Verse 32, it says, and God shall give him the throne of his father David and will rule over the house of Israel forever. And his reign there shall be no end. He has not fulfilled that. So the mission of Tomale, the Comforter, is to fulfill, to consummate the unfulfilled and unfinished work of Christ Jesus. So that is my mission and my mandate, number one. And number two, before the second coming of Christ Jesus, people are saying, rapture, rapture, Christ can come tomorrow, he can come today, he can come anytime. But I say no, emphatic no, because there are a lot of prophecies that are yet to be fulfilled. And all these prophecies must be fulfilled before Christ comes back, because we cannot destroy the book, the scriptures. So you can, I confirm that with the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 3, verse 21.
It
says, and the heaven shall retain Jesus Christ in heaven. God will retain him on the time of the restoration of all things and the fulfillment of all prophecies. So, to put it straight, my mission, primary mission, is to fulfill all these profound prophecies. Profound, there are about 10 or 11 or 12, if more, before Christ will ever come. Because Christ is not coming back to fulfill any prophecy, but to judge the world and cast out the devil.
Thank you very much, sir.
That's my mandate and my function as another comforter. And to preach the gospel of the coming kingdom, according to Matthew 24:14. Christ says, and the gospel of this kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come. So I'm the preacher of the end time saving gospel, without which the end will not come.
Thank you, sir. Dear viewer, you've hearing loud and clear. This is not what someone say. It is the word from the Comforter himself. Let's still talk about COVID-19. In one of your messages, you said it is seven we should be expecting. COVID-19 is just one. The remaining six, what will be the signs that the remaining six are coming? What are the signs we'll be seeing?
Now, I'm not seeing a sign. Thank you for that question. Like I've said, in the divine scheme of things, there's time called the acceptable year, a time when God had allowed people to be doing whatever they like, when God was not imputing sin in a judicial sense, a time when God was not bringing judgment on sin. So all the churches, all people, government, just doing, it was a time of permissiveness, which God had allowed man, time of indulgences. So, but there's time for everything. So now God says to me last year, he said, the coming year 2020 will be the beginning of my vengeance upon the whole world. And Christ has predicted time of, tribulation, time of problem, they call it perilous time. So Christ says, this year 2020, said to me, it's not a sign. Yes. This, people use a dream, the dream. I don't dream. I speak what God says. He said, year 2020 will be the beginning of the vengeance, of my vengeance upon all the world. I'm going to shake all nations. I'm going to shake, with diverse plagues, which would defy medical, even defy all prayer or whatever religious approach. So it's going to shake. It's God saying it. You see, it's not me guessing. It's not me. And that, when we enter 2020, and I preached about it last year, this year, January, in my regular monthly program, that God says we tell the whole world, and truly it started. It should be. Because so it's the hour of vengeance of God, time of judgment. God has stated that. So nobody's changing it. No prayer is changing it. It's God that is angry with the world. God has said the sin of this generation is filled up. The cup of the sin is filled before him. And he's going to visit the world with great vexation. And that this COVID-19 is just the beginning. He's coming to visit and smite the world with more severe plagues. That's what I've got to me.
Sir, as the another comforter sent, what is the way out?
Yes. I have included that in my broadcast. But to answer your question straight away, God says he has established his own throne for people to worship God. Today, the human race is alienated from the worship of God. Like you have this one world region. The devil, Satan the devil, is now gathering all people to, all for the purpose of the worship of devil. So God is now angry that his own creature had failed to give him worship. They worship money. It is mammon worship. It's materialism. Oliver. So God is angry. And God will bring his judgment in order to cow down, to bring all nations on their knees. The only solution is for them to rethink and turn to worship God. Now that is he has descended his throne and kingdom upon the earth. That's the only remedy. There's no prayer that can stop God. When he was bringing his judgment upon the whole world in the days of Noah, nothing can stop him. Except those that entered into their boat, in the ark of Noah. So the only way out for people to now rethink whatever church or religion, to turn to God through his worship in his kingdom, now established or not. So the kingdom is the entire ark. Yes, where God will preserve lives. Only the kingdom, I've said that and clear. That's the solution. No prayer. So my admonition to all that here is for you to rethink and turn to God, to worship God as his worship in heaven. There you'll be preserved. God loves you.
Thank you, sir. Dear viewers, I'm still with Priest King Olutumale Universe, the another comforter sent. Sir, in one of your messages, you said something about Nigeria. You said, for Nigeria to be peaceful, for unity to reign, there is no cause for alarm. You don't need to separate. Tribalism don't need to take place. But something needs to be done. Sir, what is that thing?
Thank you very, very kindly for that question. You see, the God of heaven and the creator of heaven and earth is God of unity and not God of division. And he is in charge of all human governments. So God has now intervened to the matter of this nation, Nigeria, because he has descended his throne upon the soil of this country. So God has said to me that it is not disintegration or division that will restore or fix up this nation. It is not division or separation that will bring joy and peace to this nation. God revealed to me that the problem facing this nation is in the name Nigeria, that the name Nigeria, in quote, suffering is embedded in the name. Right from the time the colonial masters gave this nation that name, right, it's under the spell of the demonic forces and that suffering will continue, except they change the name. So this is indication that this nation is not meant for any tribe to dominate, but for all, there's unity in diversity. God is saying that there's unity in diversity. You may be divided, you may have a multiplicity of languages, of tribe, of ethnicity, religion, and all that. But don't break, because God has said to me that He is prepared to help human governments, especially Nigeria, to bring an end to suffering, to bring an end to sickness, diseases, poverty. But we are going to do something about what is the source of the suffering in the country. Nothing can stop it. No religion, nothing. Oh God, nothing. Except you change that name. That's the order that God has. I'm very, very thankful to God for this sort of intervention. God continues that if the people in power, I guess the governing rulers, the rulers, fail to do all these things, He will continue to trouble this nation, Himself, because that is the solution. And God gives a reason. He said, because He has descended His truth upon the soul of this nation. So, that is, the presence of God is already upon this nation, you know, to ameliorate all that has gone wrong, to refix the nation, that might be peace and comfort forever.
Amen.
Now God bring it.
Okay, sir. The another comforter sent.
By the grace of God.
On my way coming in, I noticed you don't have fleet of cars. Nothing, everything is just natural, as nature calls for it.
As you are coming?
Yes, in your compound, I mean.
Okay.
I didn't see any fleet of cars, nothing like. Is that why you said in one of your messages that all the prophets that were gathering with, that were acquiring with, they were sinners?
Not that they are sinners. They are just of the world. You see, Christ came with spirituality and the process by which you can have eternal life. He said unto His disciples, go and sell all that you have, all material property, all worldly acquisition, will not lead any man back to God. So, Christ says in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, He said, lay not your treasures on earth. Then in Luke, chapter 6, verse 24, He said, woe to the rich, for they have had their consolation. So, it's not a question of sinners. They have just abrogated, they have violated the process by which anyone can inherit eternal life. They need to be restored to the kingdom. I personally, the disciple of Christ, yes, Christ said unto that rich man, if you want to enter life, go and sell all that have and distribute to the poor. Because the rich can never enter heaven. That's all I'm saying. So those millionaires and the money bags ministers, they are simply saying that they have no business in heaven. That you, all their wealth, all their life was the earth. So there's no quarrel about that. As for me, I am the restorer. I have no personal bank account. I have nothing. Just as Christ had no nothing. And all His disciples said, look, Father, we have left all things. What shall we have? Mark chapter 10 verse 30. See, they emptied themselves. That is the demand of Christ Jesus. So anyone that fails to meet, and you are that building financial empire here and there, I wish them good luck. But they are the same, the world that heaven is a goal. They are going nowhere. I said they are going nowhere.
Yes! Yes.
Heaven is a goal. God says you should not lay your treasure on earth.
Yes.
With all your financial empire and mansions here and there, where are you going? You must fulfill the requirement of Christ Jesus. Just as Christ has emptied himself, and all the disciples emptied themselves, said they have nothing. They have given up everything. So also I have given all everything. Otherwise, I'll not be qualified to be a restorer. I'll not be qualified to be another comforter.
Thank you, sir.
Dear viewers,
we have many questions to ask.
But on this particular episode,
this is where we draw the curtain.
On our next episode,
let me just brief you.
We will be talking about this symbol.
You are watching.
Can you see the symbol?
Priest himself, king himself, Olutomole himself of universe, Olutomole universe, he will be shedding light, giving us everything we need to know about this particular symbol. And another thing we'll be talking about on our next episode, we'll be talking about you, the ministry, where the ministry is and where the ministry is going. And then you as a viewer, what will you benefit? What are the things that God has packaged for you, but you are yet to get it? You will get it.
Amen.
As far as you stay tuned, you remain with us. Nothing changes the package. You will eventually get it. Abiodun Ojedeji is my name. On our next episode, we shall meet and we'll continue the discussion.
Your personal contact, do visit the capital city, Holy Mount of the Lord, City of Glory, Kilometer 25, Orioke Olutomole Bus Stop, Ondo Akure Road, Ondo State, Nigeria. Our telephone number 0806-648-7203. God bless you.